Jamie. Welcome to the Canine Cooperative Podcast.
We're live.
We're alive. At least I think so. I hope we're still alive.
All right, everybody.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. We're going to talk about dog people.
Oh.
Dog people.
Dog people.
As in, I'm a dog person.
It's okay.
It's okay. Dogs like me.
I'm a dog person. Or the other common phrase, my friends call me the dog whisperer.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Ugh. You can already tell how we feel about this topic.
The disdain in our voice.
Ugh.
So, let's... this is going to be short and sweet.
Yeah.
It's like, let's give everybody a reality check.
Yes.
Oh. If you walk up to somebody having a dog, not you having a dog, you're walking up to somebody that has a dog.
You're out in public and you see somebody
correct.
With a dog.
And you go marching up to those people and ask them if you're a step ahead if you ask them if you can pet the dog, but
if you reach for the dog,
if you put your hand in the dog's face and the owner goes, oh, no, no, like, they're not friendly or, oh, no,
we're
no,
in
no,
training,
whatever
or please
it is,
don't touch.
And your response is, it's okay. I'm a dog person. Friend, you don't
you
know the first thing about dogs.
You're not a dog person.
You don't know the first thing about dogs. So... the funny thing is when you talk to people that aren't dog people, right? Like, wholeheartedly, I don't like dogs.
Yeah.
They're the ones dogs gravitate to.
Yep.
Why is that?
Because they are the most socially appropriate to dogs ever.
Ever.
Ever. And so this is one of the common misconceptions in the dog-human world is that the dog culture and societal norms that come instinctively to dogs are not the human culture or societal norms that come instinctively to humans.
And in fact, they're in conflict, complete conflict.
Always. And I would even argue that most behavior issues in dogs are due to the cultural clash between dogs and humans.
Absolutely.
And the reason I say that is because humans are constantly putting their emotional need. If you're a dog person that reaches for dogs, and you can hear them coming, because if you're, you can, because if you're standing, and we say this with confidence because we are out with dogs all the time, and we are out with dogs that don't like people touching them.
We're out with dogs with vests on that say do not pet,
or muzzles that say do not pet, or we just basically say don't touch them, they're in training. And people say to us all, okay, it's okay, I am a dog person. And then they proceed to reach for this dog. When people do that, you hear them coming. Oh my God, is that a blah, blah, blah dog? Is that a rescue?
That breed.
Which is another podcast. Rescue is not a breed. You know that that person is coming towards you not out of a desire to help you or your dog feel comfortable, but out of an emotional need they have to be validated that animals like them. Their identity is so wrapped up in the fact that I think dogs are cute, I love dogs, I want to touch the dogs, that if you do not allow them to touch and molest your dog, they take that offensively, like you're saying there's something wrong with them because you're telling them that your dog does not like to be touched by other people, or you would prefer them not to touch your dog for whatever reason you have. Doesn't even matter. You could have the friendliest dog in the universe.
Yeah.
Your dog is not there to emotionally validate strangers.
Well, but that's also, like, you can have the friendliest dog in the
so
universe.
I get so fired up about this topic.
Seriously. You can have the friendliest dog in the universe, but you don't want him pulling you towards every person that they come across because they're being rewarded with affection and love, right? Or like service dogs, right? You need to keep them at like in the job that they're doing and working in that one moment. So, or the hand in the face.
Yeah.
Taking your hand and just shoving it in a dog's face.
He just
where
needs
the
to
hell
smell you. Who
did
said that
come from?
I don't know.
You have dogs that can literally smell
yeah.
a minute amount of cocaine.
Yeah, in like the middle of Newark Airport. They don't need to have their nose up in your junk to know that you're a human.
Correct. And there is nothing more rude than that. And if you put it on a if you put it on a human level, like let's say that was your child.
Yeah.
And somebody did that.
Oh.
How would your reaction be?
You'd call the police. Right? I'd kick somebody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do kick people.
I do kick people. I have.
But if you put it in that perspective, or just a stranger coming up into your space, like close talkers, like anything like that,
you're like,
it's so similar, and it's offensive.
And this is where the cultural thing boggles my mind, mm-hmm. right? Because culturally, that amount of intense social pressure and intimacy, because that's mm-hmm. what it is, reaching into another being's personal space is so frowned upon when it's human to human. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like if I'm walking in somewhere and I have my five-year-old with me, I would choke somebody if they came up and just started petting my child's face. Or, oh my God, I love children. Like, can I kiss her? Like, can I scratch? No, please do not. No.
Yeah.
That is
weirdo.
So culturally inappropriate. It's just inappropriate across the board. But for some reason, when you cover it with fur and give it two extra legs, people think it's automatically public property because they like it.
Well, they're out and it's like a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. My dog is not for you. My dog is for me. I should be able to go out to a restaurant, walk into a store, go out somewhere with my dog without having to be interrupted in my day that I'm having with my dog to fulfill your need to be happy because you want to be validated saying that you're a quote-unquote a dog person.
Sure. Or these people are out with their dogs mm-hmm. and they allow their dogs to drag them over to your dog.
Oh,
can they just say hi? She just wants to say hi.
That happened to Vicky the other day.
I know. Well, that happens to us all the time.
I know.
No, they cannot say hi because my dog does not want his space invaded
by
a strange dog.
Yeah, just because I have another creature in a dog suit does not mean they're instantaneous best
exactly.
friends. Would you let your child run over to my dinner table and climb all over me and my guests and my children because they like to play with children? No, you wouldn't do that. So why are you allowing the dog to do that? And so, like, these are the things that I personally get on my soapbox about, because humans want to say that my dog is my baby, my dog is my child.
Mm.
And yet, they don't treat them as such.
You would never.
You would never.
Yeah.
You would never either allow your child to be treated like that. You would never allow your child to be molested by strangers.
Right.
Like, there was a point in the store where I had told, we went to a store and someone there approached us. And I had this very unique looking dog and he put his hand out. I said, please don't do that. He doesn't like when strangers reach for him. He goes, it's okay. I said, it's not. And the dog snapped at him. I said, that's why you can't reach for him. He comes back around 5 seconds later with a treat.
Let me tell what you got to do.
You know what you need to do? You need to have strangers feed him. I go, please do not. He doesn't like it when people reach for him. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. And I don't know, like,
well, everybody's a dog trainer.
Yeah.
Right? Except for the professionals that are dog trainers, right?
Right.
Nobody listens to
Nobody
us.
Nobody listens
They're
to
like,
us.
What? It really just goes to general respect for everybody that you're around in general.
Yeah.
Like, everybody should have a bubble of space that everybody else respects.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just normal. And just because you have something cute with you,
mm-hmm.
and again, the more unique the dog, the bigger the dog, the smaller the dog, it's almost like you're walking around with a celebrity.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Because people stop you.
They swarm you.
To talk to you. And they want to touch the dog. And they want to be... And I understand, dogs are great. Trust me, I'm covered in dog all the time.
Yeah.
But when I go out with whatever I'm with, that's my dog. I shouldn't have to share it with anybody else. I'm
mm-hmm.
not sharing my children with you. I'm not sharing my significant other with you. I'm not sharing, like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when when dog, quote unquote, it's okay, I'm a dog person, comes up and puts their emotional need to be validated or their desire to feel good because they pet a dog before what you as the dog parent is telling them is best for your dog, they are not a dog person.
No.
You can identify dog people. When you walk through a place, they look at your dog and they say, that's a beautiful dog, or look how well behaved they are. And then they hold their space and say, have a nice day, and don't reach for your dog.
Right. So as a owner, I tell people, or, you know, the people that we work with, especially if you're dealing with issues of reactivity, issues of stranger danger, things like that. But also at the same point, dogs that are just happy-go-lucky and they're pulling their owners off over to say hi to people. That 15-second interaction that you have with a complete stranger that you will never see again is going to dictate the next 15 years of the life you share with your dog.
Yeah.
And the more that you allow these things to happen that make your dog uncomfortable or cause behaviors that you do not like, that's just going to get perpetuated. So is it worth it?
No.
People truly are, like, ruining people's training, like, the hard work and effort that they're putting into their dogs and the relationship that they're trying to build just because they want to feel the fur.
Absolutely. And the fact that the number of conversations we've had with clients post-training about coaching them how to navigate this specific situation, the fact that these people have to be coached on
what to say.
What to say to keep people from molesting their animal is appalling to me.
It is.
It's appalling to me.
Well, but then at the same time, you have these people that are like, why are you taking your dog out in public? Like, some of our social media posts, like, if your dog is like that, they shouldn't be out in public. So I need to keep my dog away from growth, development, learning,
life?
Potentially life, being the best version of themselves that they can be, because you can't keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's the only factor. It's not like we're taking out Cujo that's launching himself at people. These are dogs that are completely content. They have their behavioral shit together.
Yeah.
And then you just coming over and sticking your hand in there, making them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is going to take away from all of that and take away from their growth. And it's just not.
Well, and the fact that
it's not okay.
And that other people make owners feel shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say no.
Well, that's just the entitlement of our society now, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, just the fact that our owners are so uncomfortable telling people not to touch their personal property.
Right.
That it's a conversation we have to have with people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot. And down to the point where we've told people, like, be rude. It's almost like people won't hear you, too. No, please don't touch my dog. He doesn't like it. It's okay. I'm a dog person. Yeah. No, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
I said, my dog doesn't like it. Or I don't want you to, because I'm working with my dog on not jumping on people.
Yeah.
Just because you're a dog person doesn't negate anything that I want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are out with your dog and you approach a, it's okay, I'm a dog person dog. Personally, you have my permission, not like you need it, to be like, no, you're not. You might be a dog person, but my dog is not your dog. You cannot touch my dog. You cannot come near my dog. Please don't touch my dog. We're training. I've told people, I've had happy-go-lucky. My dog Fetch, he'll lick everybody. Just lick him up and down all the time. I don't let people touch him because he'll lick all over him.
Yeah.
And then people get all icked out. But I've told people, I'm like, he bites. Fetch doesn't bite.
That almost doesn't matter either.
Like, I know.
It's okay. Really? It's okay my dog bites you?
Yeah.
And more importantly, even if it is okay that my dog bites you, weirdo, it's not okay for my dog emotionally to feel like he's being put in a position that he feels like he needs to defend himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's asinine. I don't understand it.
People
get yourself a stuffed animal, or hell, go get your own dog.
Yeah.
And molest
it. Or go volunteer at a shelter or something. Like, there's animals that need homes all over the place. Like, if you can't have a dog in your home and you want a dog, go
volunteer.
Go volunteer somewhere. Like, they need you.
Yeah.
Okay. molest them. They don't have anybody to do it. Like, they're probably dying for it. Go for it. But, like, leave the public alone.
Yes.
So, anyway. So, that's our soapbox for today.
Yeah.
But that one gets me so fired up. Because you should not have to limit your life with your dog. Because, like Sabrina said, because somebody else can't keep their hands to themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I hope that empowers you to go tell somebody to go...
F off.
Yeah. Next time you're out with your dog. And as always, you can reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram, the Canine Cooperative on social media. Shoot us a DM. Let us know what topics you want us to talk about next. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.